Supreme Court yesterday, or I think it was a couple days ago, declined to hear the appeal from the three women. If you don't remember the Free the Boobie, I'm going to say boobie instead of the N-word, Free the Boobie movement. These were women, I think they were doing yoga naked in a park.
One woman was doing yoga at the beach. Doing yoga at the beach.
With her top off.
Namaste with my top off.
Right.
And some old wrinkled bag called up, you know, and 911. She got arrested. And of course, these other two women saw what happened and they joined her the next time doing the naked yoga
to support her.
Topless yoga.
And her point, which it's a thin line, but I get, she's like, well, guys are running all over the beach without their top off. I have my pants on. I'm not showing anything obscene from the waist down. Why can't I have my top off?
I've seen guys with bigger boobs than most women.
Amen.
Very true.
Right?
Very true.
So they were, you know, eventually arrested and they wanted to appeal. And the Supreme Court said no.
It went to the state Supreme Court, and they heard it, and they upheld her conviction. And now, Supreme Court won't hear. What do these people do for a living? There's a boob case on the table, and nobody doing anything.
You have nude beaches. What's the big deal?
Yeah, let's get our local misogynist here and see what he has to say.
To help us helpless women understand complicated things, this is Mansplaining.
Ladies, the Supreme Court rejected the Free the Nipple case, and I think that's terrible. You should be able to whip out your jugs whenever you want. There should be no mandate on your melons or jurisdiction on your jiggle jogglers. I'll even go to the next women's march. Just make sure to let out your sweater bunnies and jump up and down a little. It's supposed to be a free country, so free those fun bags. But until it's federally legal to show your cans in public, there's always one place you can shimmy those sugar lumps. Back at my place.
Aw, we would never be able to understand anything if you didn't mansplain it. Thanks, man.
Rick Stacy.